Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
That's a professional newswoman that you were interrupting.
I love her.
I know, but she's like trying to give the weather.
She's
and
the
tell
best.
The, tell
well, the weather is
to
out
the people
there.
Out there in KMOX.
It's going to be like 100 degrees tomorrow. It's unbelievable.
You're like the guy who sits in the movie theater and talks back to the screen.
No.
But you were totally doing that. She was talking.
Well,
and you
I was
were like,
reacting to the news of the day, Michael,
right.
Which is what one does when one is a radio host.
Like when you talk to the movie screen.
No, I don't talk to the movie screen. You get kicked out of the movies when you
do. Well, you're about to get kicked out of this.
I am not going to get
the newsroom here
out of
because
here. I may not be back tomorrow, but I will not get kicked out tonight.
Yeah, you want to talk about what you did today?
I'm trying to reflect on on my day. Seems like I had a lunch meeting and did some work. Had Tula over.
Yeah.
My granddaughter. She was
cute little thing, huh?
She loves Papa.
Who can blame her?
Yeah. I mean, she loves Papa.
Yeah.
And so hanging out there, playing with the ball.
Yeah.
She can say baseball perfectly.
Baseball?
Baseball.
Can she say mom?
Mama, yeah.
Mama, okay.
But baseball, it might be the clearest word that comes out of her mouth.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
I wonder who gave her that
It's hard to
word.
Say.
Yeah.
And so she was there, and then I picked up some sandwiches.
Yeah.
Took them downtown to my buddy's office.
Yep.
That would be
my house.
You.
My office, yeah.
And you got the, you happen to have a pool table in there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So we we played a little pool.
Yeah.
Yep.
It didn't go well for me.
It was pretty good for me, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like to talk, Michael.
Yeah,
no,
clearly.
And I was not, I have to say, it has to be said, I was not on my top of my game tonight.
Right.
I missed a lot of shots.
Folks, for those of you who are regular listeners, you hear him beaming with pride and happiness. He beat me. But I have to tell you what happened after he beat me on the pool table.
What?
So after he beats me on the pool table, I shut down the office. We're going out the front door.
Yeah.
And Hancock has parked his car on the street in front of my building.
Yes.
And as if his granddaughter is sitting there on the ground saying, Papa, Papa, Hancock puffs out his chest and proudly says, How about that,
Did Kelly? You see that?
Did you see that, is what he said to me. And
yeah.
I said, what are you talking about? He goes,
the parking job.
The parking job right
Perfect.
Here. He goes, I'm about 3 to 5 inches away from
the
curb.
Perfect. No, not touching the curb. Totally parallel.
Totally to the parallel.
Curb.
The back and the 3 to 5.
The front of the car exactly to the nose of the parking meter.
Yes.
It was a picture. It was
you're
it was
what, 59 years old?
I will be in my 50s for 2 more weeks.
So you're 59 years old, and you are beaming about something you've been doing for the better part of 39 years of your life. Almost 40 years.
You know, to be perfectly honest with the 12 of you listening out there, driving is not one of my greater gifts.
Right.
And and so when I do happen to park...
Yes. Like perfectly.
I mean,
after 40 years.
I mean, would you not say that was a perfect parking job?
John, I think it was parking like everybody else on the street.
I mean, people park crooked. They're like a foot off the curb. They're all out in the middle of the street. No. This was a perfect parking job. The tires were aligned.
It's so weird. You're smiling like the Cheshire
Cat. Maybe 4.5 inches from the curb. I mean, it was. So I'm not going to rub the tires. You know, I'm not going to do any harm to the tires on the curb. No. I'm 4.5 inches off there and pulling out, Michael, tonight because I was parked so perfectly. I just turned the little tires to the left.
Yeah. And that started off your evening great.
Yeah.
Okay, so then let's talk about when you get here. We get here, park in a parking spot, and you look like one of those guys who just brought a new Corvette, and you're parked between two lines.
Yeah, well, so, so I had a little trouble tonight. Yeah. It was, you come in, and unlike the daytime, the parking lot is largely empty tonight.
Which there's means not many
you
people
can,
here
you can park
nighttime.
Anywhere.
No.
The world is your oyster.
We're parked
Michael.
In the boss's spot.
Yes, and all the spots are open out. It's like a mecca of parking.
Totally.
And so I will confess, I got a little confused between which I considered to be the better parking spot.
Yeah.
So I took both of them.
All right. So here's what I'm going to say.
Crooked.
Yeah, it was bad. What I'm going to say, buddy. We've got to get past these simple accomplishments of what a great parking job I had.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, often people say to me, what is John Hancock like in real life? And I say, he is the most positive, happy person I know.
Very positive.
I don't think he ever has a bad day.
Often happy.
And now the reason I know that he never has a bad day is because any man who can be that proud and that boastful
folks,
about the way they parked on a city street.
Let me tell you, Michael, if these people would have seen that parking job, without exception, they would have said, wow, that may be the best parking job I've ever seen in my life. And you just, you know, the thing is, it's not my gift, driving, parking, all that.
Most things.
And so when you get it, it's kind of like, back in 86, Michael.
Yeah.
There I was attending graduate school.
Where at?
Rutgers University.
Woo!
And my roommate, Frank
that
McLaughlin.
That sounds fancy. Was that expensive?
No, it's a public school.
Oh, okay.
It's the poor man's, private school.
Uh-huh.
So my roommate, Frank McLaughlin.
Frank.
Yeah, we got up on a Saturday morning. It was Saturday morning. And he says, hey, John. You want to go play golf?
No, we're not having this conversation.
And I said, Frank,
you're a jerk.
I've never really played golf before.
But
he said, me and Ray are going out to play some golf on the pitch and putt. And I said, pitch and putt? What's that? He said, they're all par three holes.
Right, not a real course is what that means.
Well, they're par. They're 90, 100-yard holes.
Oh, okay.
And he says, Ray and I
it's
are
like
going out.
It's like dunking a basketball on a 6-foot rim.
And And I said, Frank, I don't have any clubs. He said, we got clubs. Just come on out, and we'll go out afterwards and have a beer.
Okay.
I said, all right, count me in.
You're a jerk.
So we drive down to the, I think it was in Piscataway, Michael.
Uh-huh.
And we get on the pitch and putt.
Uh-huh.
And, Frank and Ray, pretty good players, They hit
Come
the ball
on.
And it's, soaring. And I'm not doing so well.
Right.
Because I've never really played golf
How's the day
before.
End?
So we got to the, I believe it was the fifth hole, pitch and putt.
The pitch and putt.
I never used to be able to shoot first because the first shooter is the guy that got the lowest.
The honors, yeah.
Yeah.
And so plus the clown mouth's in the way. And
so I'm always
and,
the third shooter. So there, Frank shoots his ball, good ball. Uh-huh. And then, Ray shoots his ball out there. And,
come on.
And they said, all right, come on, John. And so I step up there with my, I believe it was a 9-iron. I took the 9-iron. I addressed the ball.
Okay.
And I said, hello, ball.
Yeah.
I said, let's do this.
Uh-huh.
And there I was. I had the left foot forward and the right foot backward. I was measuring the ball, taking the club like
you do. I think we all know where this is headed.
Like you do.
Yeah.
And
the ball goes.
And then back comes the backswing right over my shoulder.
Let's talk about how the ball's trajectory.
And then down comes the club. Whoa. And there it goes, Michael.
Yeah.
Maybe 4 feet off the ground. And it's going down the fair, whatever that was. And it bounces.
The red carpet.
And
the green carpet.
Bounces. And it bounces. Yeah. And it bounces, and it's on the green.
Uh-huh.
And it's rolling. And it's rolling. And it's rolling.
Come on.
Into the hole on the fifth tee.
First time the man went and played golf.
And there it was.
One.
Frank and Ray were amazed. They were the crowd was going wild.
Okay.
The crowd was going
we
wild.
We got to go to the commercial.
What?
We've got to go to commercial.
It was a hole in one.
Yes, it was a hole in one. First time the man's played golf. I play literally 1,000 rounds in my life, and I still don't have one.
Mm.
And this is what I put up with, folks. This is what it's like playing snooker with them every week.
Mm.
Hancock, Kelly, late night.
The NFL Insider.
The NFL Insider is up next.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
There is no substitute for winning in the National Football League. The passion of the pass rush, the rhythm of the running game, the precision of the screen pass. Men will drive and strive and thrive for a title. The Vince Lombardi Trophy, the pinnacle of victory in the National Football League. And joining us now, the insider to the National Football League, our own special guest, John Hancock.
Gentlemen, great to be here.
Congratulations. What an introduction. We haven't had one of those.
That was good. Yeah.
What's that?
No, I like the new music. I like that theme.
That goes back to the hold on just a minute. Hey Gary, we got a little mix minus on the Opal, so you're gonna have to pot him down while we're talking, and then pot him back up when he talks. All right, so there we have a little tutorial here in Studio B of KMOX. So yeah, that is that's the old classic National NFL Films, John Facenda. He did, I don't know, so many films over so many years, John, and brought football into the mainstream. And, you know, the NFL was ahead of its time on producing all these films and documentaries, and they did it. And it really Well, they created the greatest, most popular sport in this country.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's by far number one. I mean, I think it beats all three other of the major sports, hands down. The NFL, it's a great sport. It's a beautiful sport. It's a shame Stan Kroenke is one of the all-time ne'er-do-wells and robbed it from our great city. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, speaking of great sports, one of the parts of the NFL that's not so great is the Pro Bowl and the Skills Challenge. And I'm speaking about this after watching what happened in the NBA last night. Is it time that the big sports give up on all-star games, John?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly isn't, you know, what it used to be. I mean, baseball might be the only one who's still doing it right, still doing a good job. But, I mean, the NBA, they don't play any defense at all in the all-star game. I mean, 211 points, I think, last night. Shattered the previous all-time scoring record. I mean, it just turns into a dunk show and long-distance three-point contest. No one puts a hand up on defense, and it's, you know, not a – it's never good when the best part of the game is Charles Barkley calling the plays behind the booth.
Yeah, and that's exactly what was going on. I mean, I tuned in to watch a little bit of it and the pregame hype, et cetera, because, you know, it's boring without football now. So there I am watching the pregame hype, and like you said, Shaq was there and Charles Barkley. That was exciting. But then when the game started, it just was nobody played defense. They were scoring all these points, and it was all about trying to be the most valuable player. Well, I don't know how you became the most valuable player. It's just, it was a silly game to me, and it made me think about how silly the NFL's Pro Bowl is and the skills competition, even the NHL. It's just boring. I guess baseball still matters. Are we still playing for?
No.
So
no.
What are we doing now in baseball?
It's an all-star game. Yeah. You got the best players in baseball out there, and they're playing baseball. Yeah. The difference between baseball and these other sports is that in baseball, they're playing baseball. In the other sports, nobody's defending, and nobody's checking in hockey. Nobody's defending in basketball. They're playing flag football in the NFL. So it's just a different. At least in baseball, you're getting a baseball game.
Yeah, good point.
So, John, I want to take you back to the NFL because we've got the Kansas City Chiefs potentially at the precipice of a dynasty in this league. And a lot of coaching changes have been made. And how do you look at the 2024 season? Can the Chiefs three-peat? And if not, who's got the insight?
Yeah, well, it's certainly possible that they three-peat. I mean, they have to be the favorites, I think, coming out of the AFC. I mean, I don't know how you're going to go against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. The only active player to have beaten him in the playoffs is Joe Burrow, who was out last year with an injury. He'll be back. Looks like the Bengals are going to franchise tag T. Higgins, their second-best receiver, so that offense should be potent. I think the Bengals being back will be a big obstacle Kansas City is going to have to deal with. And Jim Harbaugh going to the San Diego Chargers. The Chargers have been the team that's won the offseason, feels like every year for the past 4 years, and they haven't done anything except blow a 28-point lead in the playoffs to the Jaguars a couple years back. But you have Jim Harbaugh in that locker room leading that team. They get rid of Brandon Staley, who just didn't seem to be a good coach in the slightest. Justin Herbert, a quarterback. I think the Chargers may be able to give the Chiefs their first actual run for the money in the AFC West next year, and that could be a fun storyline to watch play out.
Yeah, you know, that was exactly my thought. I think the Chargers, you know, we've been expecting the Chargers now, what, 3-4 years on? But I think this might be their time. Is their defense capable of taking a team to a title game?
Yeah, so they got problems on their defensive line. I mean, they have two of the highest contracts in that position with Bosa on the line, and they're going to have to retool quite a bit. But Justin Herbert, it's, you know, kind of a make or break year for him. He's gotten a lot of hype and hasn't had a lot of the scrutiny that you hear from that you get from most quarterbacks. I guess they're kind of second fiddle in L.A., but I think their defense can compete, and it's really going to be on that offense, though.
All right, what quarterbacks are – so we're going to have the draft coming up now in a couple of months. It's going to be very watched. A lot of quarterbacks on the board. How do you see the quarterbacks coming? What order and who's taking them?
Yeah, so Caleb Williams out of USC is going to be the number one pick to the Chicago Bears. Everyone's high on this guy. I don't think he's the sure thing that a lot of people are making him out to be, but he is almost undoubtedly going to be the number one pick to the Chicago Bears. you look at the other quarterbacks, you have Drake May out of North Carolina. He kind of reminds me of another quarterback coming out of North Carolina that went in the first round. If you remember, a fellow named Mitch Trubisky. I don't exactly see much out of him. Then you have Jaden Daniels out of LSU. He is, you know, kind of reminds me of Anthony Richardson, the quarterback out of Florida that the Colts picked up last year, who was playing very well in his brief rookie year before he was knocked out with injuries. But those are probably the top three quarterbacks. And I think there's a chance they go 1, 2, 3 in order to start the draft, with Jaden Daniels going to Washington and then Drake May going to the New England Patriots.
Oh, so you think Chicago trades down?
The number one pick. I think they keep it and they take Caleb.
Ah, I got it.
And where does Fields go?
Fields, a lot of talk about him going to the Atlanta Falcons, but that's a bit of an open question at this point. And, you know, there's some people, Chicago can't seem, they've never been able to get a quarterback right, one of those crazy, crazy things. So some talk that they may keep Justin Fields and draft Caleb Williams, so that way, you know, you're not going to make the wrong decision.
Well, but we would be remiss to not bring up Baker Mayfield, a guy who came in with much hype on the draft and really was just a complete fraud. But this past season has really stepped up. Do you think he's able to continue at the same trajectory he was on this season, next season?
Yeah, so look, I mean, Baker, obviously, you know, I've had my strong opinions on Baker. And as I've said, he earned a level of respect this season. I didn't think he had it in him. I'm willing to say he is no longer a fraud. He's proved himself to be a capable starting quarterback in the National Football League. I didn't think I'd see it, I'll be honest. I didn't think I'd see it. But he'll be back in Tampa Bay, and I think, yeah, he'll give you another solid season. You know, he's not going to light the world on fire, but he can be a top 20 quarterback, no doubt. You took him to the playoffs, depending on how much they're going to pay him, because I don't think you're going to be able to build a roster if you're paying Baker, you know, $40 million a year. But, you know, depending on what they get him at, I think he can have another good season.
Okay, before we let you go, arguably the greatest coach in the NFL is still sitting on the sidelines. Do you anticipate he'll have a team by the beginning of next year? Or do you think he waits it out and when one of these owners gets impatient, he comes in the middle of the season?
Yeah, so I think that's it for Pete Carroll, unless, of course, you're talking about Bill Belichick, in which case I don't think he's going to get a call. I think he's going to take a year off, hopefully doesn't go to the booth or the TV show, one of the pregame shows. I think he sits a year, and maybe Buffalo opens up, maybe the Cowboys job opens up, maybe the Eagles job opens up, and there's not much out there right now. And if you hold off a year, there may be a premier position coming online where they're willing to take 2 years of the Belichick show for a shot at the Super Bowl with a roster that's close.
And that is our NFL insider, John Hancock from Chicago, Illinois, breaking down all the facts, all the figures, all the hope and hype in the National Football League. John, thanks so much. Have yourself a great week, and we'll talk to you next week here on KMX.
All right. Take care.
And when we come back, Michael.
King of Pain, Braxton Payne, joins us right here on KMX.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
That's right. Every week that Hancock and Kelly sits in for Late Night, at this time, we are joined by Braxton Payne. He is the King of Pain. Hello, Braxton. How are you, sir?
I'm good, gentlemen. Happy President's Day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I love President's Day.
It's hard to believe.
46 of them, Michael.
Yeah.
Well, actually, 45, because one of them was president twice.
Yeah.
With a split term.
Is that right?
Yes.
Huh.
Grover Cleveland. So there only actually have been 45 people to have the title President of the United States, but there are 46 presidents because the 22nd and the 24th was the same person.
Wow. How about that?
Oh.
There is a president trying to make it happen again.
Yes.
Yeah, how about that? Well, Braxton, I hope you have something far more entertaining than talking about the amount of individuals that were president of the United States.
Well, I think, you know, this time of year, I think me and Michael, we've talked about it several times, you know, with sports. It's kind of the lull after the Super Bowl. We're not quite with spring training yet. Yeah. You got the NBA, you got the NHL, but they're not really not in the peak of their seasons yet.
Right, and it's still getting dark too early. So,
we do have MLS starting off this week with the city's first home game. Will be tomorrow night.
Service, you can't beat that.
Here's the question: how long is the off season for these guys? I mean, these soccer players may work harder than any other professional athlete out there in terms of the amount of time they are under contract.
Well, they're not playing now. Are they playing now, Rex?
They have their preseason already. So our first home game is tomorrow.
What?
This is the CONCACAF Champions Cup.
So this is not the regular season yet.
So this is all the champions of the divisions in North America and South America play in a year-long tournament. The first game starts this Tuesday, and it's a home and away against the Houston Dynamo.
How do we qualify if we didn't win the MLS?
So we won our division last year during the regular
season. Western Division.
So we won the Western Division. Yeah, so we qualified with that.
So now we're in the Punkatrain tournament against the Houston Dynamos.
Dynamo, yep. And so we have a game on Tuesday, but then the regular season home opener is Saturday night at City Park.
What?
I'll be going to that one. I'm pretty excited to have soccer back, and I think a lot of people are as well.
Yeah, but I feel like how long is their off season? Like a month, two months?
Yeah. So they play from February until the end of October is the end of the regular season. And if you make it to, the championship, you will play into the first week of December. Yeah. So you really only get about 6 to 8 weeks, depending on how good your team goes.
That's horrible.
Now, will Messi come to St. Louis this year?
Yeah, Messi's coming.
So Messi will not be in St. Louis this year unless we advance in one of these in-season tournaments, which is the CONCACAF, the championship, the U.S. Open Cup. There's three different tournaments.
Oh, my.
So there could be a possibility that he does come here, but we do play at Miami this year.
Okay, it's a home and away every other year.
But it's possible that Messi's going to be in the Funky Cat tournament here.
Right? CONCACAF. CONCACAF is essentially just North America?
Well, it's a conference of American stuff.
It's all like the North American countries participate, right?
Yeah, Canada up there. And the Caribbean. You got Belarus,
Central America, Panama.
Notice he's throwing shade at the world's most popular sport. This is a clown who plays a game that about 12 people in the world know about called snooker. But he's throwing shade at soccer, Braxton.
No, I love soccer. Kicking the ball.
Yeah, I mean, when you go to that tournament over in London, I mean, how big is that arena?
Oh, the Crucible.
There'll be about 300 people there.
No. So the Crucible Theater, they will seat about 3,500 people.
Oh, man. Thumb wrestling as entertainment between games?
No seat will be vacant at the Crucible.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Hey, Brax, what is the core of our team back? Berkey is the keeper. We had Tim Parker on defense, your buddy
so
Hans.
Most of our team,
Klaus.
Giochini was one of the probably more notable strikers. He's gone.
Giochini, where did he go?
He went to some team in Italy, I believe.
Oh, so he's left the MLS.
Yes, he has left the MLS. So we have the good core of our team.
Loyalty, Giochini.
We saw last year at the end of the season, we were kind of, obviously a first year team. We played a different style of soccer than most teams play. I think by the end of the year, the teams were starting to figure us out.
They were on.
It'd be interesting if we're going to be able to, have that. I think they won four of their first five games last year. I mean, that's a great way to start off the season.
Yeah, and then we got coach, what's his name? The coach.
Bradley.
Yes, Bradley. Whatever his name is. And so is he gonna adapt the style this coming season because everybody kind of is on to him? Do you think Bradley is gonna move some things around a bit?
Well, I think what I would do, and this is what proof in the preseason tournament or the preseason play, the limited exposure that you get to see in preseason is that they're going to continue to do the style of soccer where they essentially push offense, 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 and then they allow for, you know, the other team, if they can get those odd man breaks the other way. But their high risk, high reward is definitely what he did last year. I mean, they did finish in first place. You know, we did get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs, but I don't expect that to change too much.
Brax, you're a season ticket holder, and it was exciting to get to go to that stadium last year for the first time. But I noticed the last several weeks going by the stadium, there's been some construction going on. Are they adding seats or just adding in new experiences inside the stadium?
So, yeah, so they are adding, they are eventually, I think in 2025 or 2026, there is an option where they can add seats at about 1,000 more seats that they have talked about doing. I'm not sure if that's been confirmed or not. But, you know, one of the things that a lot of people talked about is, you know, the first year of an expansion team is we were all very excited, new city, new stadium. And then is there going to be a second year drop off? I'm not experiencing that. On Saturday, they had their preseason party at the Armory, which was attended by over 1,000 people.
Wow.
Just for their preseason party where the, you know, the players come on stage, you know, throw their things and they sign autographs. Wow. And things like that. So I don't expect it. I will say that the secondary market, if you didn't get a good chance to go last year and you want to buy tickets, this is definitely the year to do it. Tickets range on the secondary market for last year anywhere between $150, you know, to $500 a ticket. You're seeing more under $100 seats now, especially for tomorrow night. I just looked online. I mean, you can get into the stadium without in secondary markets for around $50 or $60.
Oh, not bad. So walk me through. You park the car. Walk me through a game day experience at St. Louis City Park.
Yeah, so in Midtown or Downtown West, excuse me. So you have right there, right by the Schlafly, which is where the St. Louligans, which is the supporters groups,
right.
They have their tailgate party. So you can park your car, you Uber down, you can walk over there. They have outdoor, they have food trucks, you know, beer, and then
outside the stadium.
Wow. Yeah, so it's essentially like a tailgate, but a little different than like a football tailgate where. You know, football tailgate, you bring your own barbecue, you know, you bring your own cooler. With this, it's more like a, you know,
festival,
like a food truck
almost.
Event. Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. And so around 45 minutes to the game, the supporter section, they will march into the stadium where they have their songs, their megaphones, you know, their drums as they march around 22nd Street, I believe it is, into that side of the stadium. And what I love to do, I mean, so I like to do that. I don't usually do the march, but even in the front of the stadium, you know, Purina is obviously one of the big sponsors. They have a little dog show that they'll put out there. You can get some local wine, you can get some beer and just hang out. And there's usually a DJ or some type of live act, which they do a really good job at. And then I like to get to the stadium.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
That Hancock and Kelly sits in for Late Night. At this time, we are joined by Braxton Payne. He is the King of Payne. Hello, Braxton. How are you, sir?
I'm good, gentlemen. Happy President's Day.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I love President's Day.
It's hard to believe.
46 of them, Michael.
Yeah.
Well, actually, 45, because one of them was president twice.
Yeah.
With a split term.
Is that right?
Yes.
Huh.
Grover Cleveland. So there only actually have been 45 people to have the title President of the United States, but there are 46 presidents because the 22nd and the 24th was the same person.
Well, how about that?
Oh.
There is a president trying to make it happen again.
Yes.
Yeah, how about that? Well, Braxton, I hope you have something far more entertaining than talking about the amount of individuals that were President of the United States.
Well, I think, you know, this time of year, I think me and Michael, we've talked about it several times, you know, with sports. It's kind of the lull after the Super Bowl. Really? We're not quite with spring training yet. Yeah. You got the NBA, you got the NHL, but they're not in the peak of their seasons yet.
Right. And it's still getting dark too early. So,
we do have MLS starting off this week with the city's first home game will be tomorrow night.
Service. You can't beat that.
Here's the question. How long is the off season for these guys? I mean, these soccer players may work harder than any other professional athlete out there in terms of the amount of time they are under contract.
Well, they're not playing now. Are they playing now, Briggs?
They had their preseason already, so our first home game is tomorrow.
What?
This is the CONCACAF Champions Cup.
This is not the regular season yet.
So this is all the champions of the divisions in North America and South America play in a year-long tournament. And the first game starts this Tuesday, and it's a home and away against the Houston Dynamo.
Well, so how did we qualify if we didn't win the MLS?
So we won our division last year during the regular
season. Western Division.
So we won the Western Division. Yeah, so we qualified with that.
So now we're in the Punk-A-Train tournament against, and we're playing in the Punk-A-Train tournament against the Houston Dynamos.
Dynamo, yep. And so we have a game on Tuesday, but then the regular season home opener is Saturday night at City Park.
What?
I'll be going to that one. I'm pretty excited to have soccer back, and I think a lot of people are as well.
Yeah, but I feel like how long is their off season? Like a month, two months?
Yeah. So they play from February until the end of October is the end of the regular season. And if you make it to, the championship, you will play into the first week of December. Yeah. So you really only get about 6 to 8 weeks, depending on how good your team goes.
That's horrible.
Now, will Messi come to St. Louis this year?
Yeah, Messi's coming.
So Messi will not be in St. Louis this year unless we advance in one of these in-season tournaments, which is the CONCACAF, the championship, the U.S. Open Cup. There's three different tournaments.
Oh, my.
So there could be a possibility that he does come here, but we do play at Miami this year.
Okay, it's a home and away every other year.
But it's possible that Messi's going to be in the Funky Cat tournament here.
Right? CONCACAF. CONCACAF is essentially just North America?
Well, it's a conference of American stuff.
No, I think it's all like the North American countries participate, right?
Yeah, Canada up there. You got Belarus,
Central America, Panama.
Notice he's throwing shade at the world's most popular sport. This is a clown who plays a game that about 12 people in the world know about called snooker. But he's throwing shade at soccer, Braxton.
No, I love soccer. kicking the ball.
Yeah, I mean, when you go to that tournament over in London, I mean, yes. How big's that arena?
Oh, the Crucible.
There'll be about 300 people there.
No. So the Crucible Theater, they will seat about 3,500 people.
Oh, man.
And no seat.
We're going to have thumb wrestling as entertainment between games?
No seat will be vacant at the Crucible.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Hey, Brax, what is the core of our team back? Berkey is the keeper. We had Tim Parker on defense, and then your buddy
so
Hans.
Most of our team,
Klaus.
Yeah,
Klaus.
Giochini was one of the probably more notable strikers. He's gone.
Giochini, where did he go?
He went to some team in Italy, I believe.
Oh, so he's left the MLS.
Yes, he has left the MLS. So we have the good core of our team.
Thanks for the loyalty, Giochini.
We saw last year at the end of the season, obviously a first year team. We played a different style of soccer than most teams play. I think by the end of the year, the teams were starting to figure us out.
They were on.
It'll be interesting if we're going to be able to, have that, I think they won four of their first five games last year. I mean, that's a great way to start off the season.
Yeah. And then we got coach, what's his name? The coach.
Bradley.
Yes, Bradley. Whatever his name is. And so is he gonna adapt the style this coming season because everybody kind of is on to him? Do you think he's Bradley is gonna move some things around a bit?
Well, I think what I would do, and this is what proof in the preseason tournament or the preseason play, the limited exposure that you get to see in preseason is that they're going to continue to do the style of soccer where they essentially push offense, and then they allow for the other team if they can get those odd man breaks the other way. But their high risk, high reward is definitely what he did last year. I mean, they did finish in first place. We did get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs, but I don't expect that to change too much.
Brax, you're a season ticket holder, and it was exciting to get to go to that stadium last year for the first time. But I noticed the last several weeks going by the stadium, there's been some construction going on. Are they adding seats or just adding in new experiences inside the stadium?
So they are adding. They're eventually, I think in 2025 or 2026, there is an option where they can add seats. At about 1,000 more seats that they have talked about doing. I'm not sure if that's been confirmed or not. But one of the things that a lot of people talked about is, the first year of an expansion team is we were all very excited, new city, new stadium. And then is there going to be a second year drop off? I'm not experiencing that. On Saturday, they had their preseason party at the Armory, which was attended by over 1,000 people.
Wow.
Just for their preseason party where the players come on stage, throw their things and they sign autographs and things like that. So I don't expect it. I will say that the secondary market, if you didn't get a good chance to go last year and you want to buy tickets, this is definitely the year to do it. Tickets range on the secondary market for last year anywhere between $150, to $500 a ticket. You're seeing more under $100 seats now, especially for tomorrow night. I just looked online. I mean, you can get into the stadium without even secondary markets for around $50 or $60.
Oh, not bad. So walk me through. You park the car. Walk me through a game day experience at St. Louis City Park.
Yeah, so in Midtown or Downtown West, excuse me. So you have right there, right by the Schlafly, which is where the St. Louligans, which is the supporters groups,
right.
They have their tailgate party. So you can park your car, you Uber down, you can walk over there. They have outdoor, they have food trucks, beer, and then
outside the stadium.
Yeah. So it's essentially like a tailgate, but a little different than like a football tailgate where. Football tailgate, you bring your own barbecue, you bring your own cooler. With this, it's more like a,
festival,
like a food truck
almost.
Event. Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah. And so around 45 minutes to the game, the supporter section, they will march into the stadium where they have their songs, their megaphones, their drums as they march around 22nd Street, I believe it is, into that side of the stadium. And what I love to do, I like to do that. I don't usually do the march, but even in the front of the stadium, Purina is obviously one of the big sponsors. They have a little dog show that they'll put out there. You can get some local wine, you can get some beer, and just hang out. And there's usually a DJ or some type of live act, which they do a really good job at. And then I like to get to the stadium a little early, settle into my seat. And then that's, I mean, the announcements parts, especially when it's still dark like this, when they could have the whole stadium dark and then they light it up red, which actually they did the first home game by accident. There was actually a glitch in the television screens. And since then, they just continued to do
that
red out.
Yeah, it is an unbelievable experience. Hey, thanks for telling us about that. Before we let you go, the regular listeners know that you are a new father and your baby's going to be a year old, right?
Like now.
She was a year old yesterday.
Yeah.
And what do you do? Is she walking and the teeth? And what happens when you're a year old?
Oh, yes. So she has, you know, two bottom teeth. I like to say walking, more like walking like a Braxton on a Saturday night after several cocktails. That's kind of how she's walking right now. But yesterday we celebrated her birthday. We went to The Pitch, which is right there on there by the soccer stadium. It's a nice little restaurant there in Union Station. And we had her, well, there's couches and things at this restaurant. So she just played on the couches. And the next thing you know, she's running around the whole restaurant, you know, saying hi to everybody that will show her any attention. But her favorite thing to do right now is when she gets a little fussy or in general, she loves the movie Trolls, and she'll just watch that. You turn it on and no matter where she is, she'll come sprinting and she'll just stare at that television. But that's definitely what she loves.
Hard to believe they made a movie about Hancock like that, huh? He is Braxton Payne. He's the king of pain. He's kind enough to join us, Brax.
Yes,
have a great night.
Thanks, Brax. Thanks, guys.
We'll be back after this right here on the Mighty Mighty Mox. I got to tell you about deliveries when we come back.
Are you
working on a nightmare?
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
You know how the world is like spinning so fast now? Like, you know, everything seems to be happening quicker, right?
I'm pretty sure,
like,
it's spinning about the same rate it's always spun.
No, but I mean, things are happening quicker, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything's easier to get. We're able to do this. You know, the world's just kind of speeding up in terms of our abilities.
Yeah, the global marketplace.
Yeah, heck, they even are selling cars that will drive you around now without a human in it. You know, you can just whatever.
Wow.
But so, I moved to the Central West End about 5 or 6 years ago.
Has
now.
It been that long?
I think it has, yeah, since before COVID.
Yeah.
So 5 or 6 years ago, and when I did that, I had a spare bedroom, a bathroom. First time I had two bathrooms in a place where you can, you know, host people. Go use the
They got their own bathroom over there.
Right.
Yeah.
So my mom had hooked me up, and she had said, look, you get these little hand towels.
Yeah.
And they're disposable little, like, I don't know, fancy
the quad
paper
folds.
Towels.
We call them the quad folds.
They're
folded four times.
Right.
And they're the rectangular in shape. And
right.
You put them in a little dispensary
Yeah,
there,
got a little dispenser there.
And the
then, you know, most people use the towel, but this is like when I have company over.
Oh, a fancy
so,
stuff.
So, yeah.
It's like at the club, when you go to the club.
Hello.
Like,
yes.
You know, they got
you
the
feel
little
like
towels
you're,
in the club
you
there.
You feel like you're living,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
on the Ritz. Well,
yeah.
Football season, I get a lot of people passing through the house, coming in to watch games and go to the bathroom and then wash your hands and blah, blah, blah.
Going to the bathroom.
So I started going through these paper towels or these paper, you know, disposable towels.
Yes, hand dryers.
I can't find them at any of the particular
What's
ones
unique
that I
about
like.
These,
they've got my the K. They have a K
they've
on them.
They've got a
them.
K on the
yes.
towel. So. And so if your name happens to be Smith or Jones, or,
yeah, you don't want these.
You don't want these towels,
no.
Because they got a K on them.
So you know, I can't find them at Schnucks. I can't find them over at Target.
Yeah.
You know, I don't go to the
nobody
other stores.
Has a K's. No. They are sold out of K's.
Yeah. Well,
you
got
to go to the cereal aisle to get the special K. I mean, that's the only way you can find
right.
the K's.
So what I decided to do, or what I've done, is I've discovered on Amazon.
Yeah.
I know Amazon.
Oh yeah,
that I can order them there. So
they've got the K towels.
In the 4 or 5 years I've lived in the West End,
yeah.
I've probably ordered these towels 3 times.
Now, they come in how many? What's the quantity?
Maybe like 50 to 100.
Get 100 Ks.
You get 100 of them, and then, you know, so I've probably, in the you know, ordered 3 times.
And you probably have in the stack there, or in the bathroom, probably
20.
20,
yeah,
15.
So
you got 100K towels in there
Sunday,
somewhere in the closet.
Super Bowl Sunday, I noticed, man, I'm running
the
low.
The towels are gone.
So Monday,
you have no
the
K.
day after Super Bowl,
yeah.
I order the paper towels.
Yeah, there they are.
Or the little hand towels.
What do these things cost?
$18 or something. $19.
$18 for 100 towels?
I think so. They're
hold on,
they're
let
paper.
Me do a little math here.
Just knock it off.
100 towels.
But here's the deal.
18.
I'm not lying to you when I tell you I expected they'd be there in a couple of days. 3 hours later, these things showed up.
What?
Yes, I get a notice that says your paper towel, your hand towels have been delivered, and I'm thinking, well,
3 hours.
I didn't pay for same day delivery. No, it was just the regular Prime delivery.
Somewhere
they showed up in 3 hours
in the greater St. Louis. Think about what
that's
a great
messed
country
up. If you think about
no,
it,
no, think
it's
about what a great country.
Completely messed up.
This is a great country, Michael.
That I ordered those on a Monday, and 3 hours later,
yes,
they're telling me they're at my house. And they didn't charge me like...
No, $18 for 100 towels.
You go to the post office and you say, I want to be sure this gets there tomorrow morning, they charge you an arm and a leg.
That's slightly over 50 cents a towel. So your people that are going to your bathroom there...
Hey, why are you judging on me? You have them in your house,
they're
too.
They're washing their hands.
They're eating up 50
cents. And
then
they pick up one of your K-towels there.
Remember, most of my friends
cents.
Are dudes.
Boom, they're throwing it
they're
away.
They're not using the They're washing their hands
using
the regular hand towel.
Here is the beauty.
Yeah.
The beauty of America.
But it makes me look classy to the girls who call.
Oh, well, you got the big... Are they gold, the K? Is it gold?
No, it's a blue.
Oh,
okay. I'm more of a blue guy. I leave gold to you Republicans for your tennis shoes and toilets.
But here's the beauty. So clearly, there is a warehouse nearby.
Must be. Within 3 hours of my house.
And it's nearby. And in this warehouse, they've got so much stuff. Think about the stuff they've got
they
in this
they could get
warehouse.
It delivered in 3 hours.
And so they get a thing on the internet, and it says, I need 100 of these hand towels with a K on it.
Yeah.
And they said, aha.
They're right here.
We've got that.
Yep.
It's over here on shelf 17 on the third rack.
Well, and the fact that it got to my house
and they
picked the
it
same
out,
day that I ordered it,
and they delivered it to
silly.
Your house.
And they didn't charge me more
this
for it.
This is a great country.
I guess it's a great country.
This is a great country.
I'll tell you what, it was awfully convenient.
Yes.
Now, it wasn't
convenient with a K,
yeah,
one might say.
But it wasn't an important, purchase. It wasn't something I needed. It's actually something that if I was still waiting for it to arrive right now, I wouldn't be, I'd be okay.
Well,
with
but
it.
You got, I know you have these overnight guests, so,
yeah.
The people got to dry their hands.
Yes, you got to be able to wash and dry
after
your
spending
hands.
A night with you. So he's Michael Kelly. When we come back, it's our weekly visit with Maria Kina.
But
can't
first,
wait
we
for
have
that.
The news right
We got
here.
The news from Maria Kina. It's a whole lot of Maria Kina coming on right here on KMOX.
Messy fans, Lowell's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.